podcast listeners. How are you all doing today? Today, you have a time that we got to deal with. It is 7:25. I'm here in the big state of North Kakalaki, as they would say. Coming to you with another episode here at the table. Your host, Lady T. Come on, you all. Wake up, wake up. Let's get up. Let's get up this morning. I want y'all to go with me this morning as we go into worship and prayer. This morning, I might play a little music for us later on for us to worship. But I come to you this morning to lift up the name of Jesus. His name is above all names. And how many of you know when you say the name of Jesus? Just say the name of Jesus. Say the name. Just say the name this morning. Just worship him a little bit this morning. You know, it's time for us to know what time it is. What time is it? It's time for us to know that we are living in these last and evil days. And we know that God has been merciful and he's been gracious to us all that still living. And we able to get up this morning and dress ourselves and have our right minds. And nobody but the Lord has brought us through this morning. We slept in slumber all night long. And guess who watched over us while we slept? Not only God, but the devil been watching too. How many of you know this morning that we have angels all of surrounding us, encamped round about us this morning? He tells us, let our hearts not be troubled this morning. How many of you troubled? How many of your hearts are troubled this morning? How many of you see when you turn on the news what's going on? You get all these bad reports and all these things that's going on. But I come to give you some good. I come to encourage your hearts this morning. I come to give you some news. And I realize today we are just disobedient. You know, what time is it? It's the time of the end that we're living in. You know, people think that we're talking about the whole world could be my world I'm talking about leaving. I have a world. You live in a world. You know, it says, you know, some people said, I'd rather live in his world than to live in without him. Gladys Knight says that. In minds and his and hers alone. But God has called us out of darkness into the marvelous light this morning. And here on Anchor FM this morning, I'm your host. Once again, I'm doing another episode. This is episode 41. I'm still in my first season, but seasons are changing every day. And I tell you what, we're getting some new podcast listeners and different ones are coming in and doing their thing. And it's been great to sit back and listen to some of them, but it's not making any sense to me when they're talking about a twilight. When they're talking about a twilight. When we need prayer, when people are falling by the wayside, people are being murdered in their own homes. The enemy is coming rapidly, you know, running and chasing people. People are running for their lives. And see, like nobody can help them. I sung a song one day and I said, I had a few problems. I tried to take it to the church. No one could help me. So I turned it over to Jesus. I turned it over to Jesus so he could help me. You know, I know they talk about a young lady that life was taken right there at the drop of a hat after her pleading for her life. And she was running to different ones for help, to help her. No one heard her cry. But I cried unto the Lord and he heard my cry, you all. I'm telling you about the goodness of Jesus. I'm telling you how good he is. I remember being in my bed of sins and laying and living in sin with a man. And I remember hearing the voice of the Lord telling me to get up. I tried to hide. I tried to cover my head. I tried to cover myself because I knew I was in a place of sin. And I knew it wasn't that great anymore. I knew that feeling. It was something urging me and leading me and taking me out of that place that I was in because of
the love that they have for me. Isn't it something to know how much God loves us? He loves us much more than we could ever love ourselves or anyone. That he loved himself so much that he gave his only begotten son. And his son went to the cross and then he dropped his head and he hung his arms out wide. That's love. He did it for you. He did it for I. He did it for our being. He brought us. He paid a price for us. We've been brought with a price. But how soon do we forget? We walk away from the things of God, but we only entertain the things of the enemy. The enemy is an enemy to God. And God said, whoever's a friend of this world is an enemy to God. That's what the word of God tells me. Read your Bible today. Here on Uncle F, I'm your host, Lady T, coming with you with some real good stuff. Some truth. We're living in the time now where when you go on the highway, we got to fight to get back home. We can't even go out of our homes now without running some kind of confusion or some kind of chaos or something going on or some kind of disturbance. We got to learn how to come together. And when we leave, when we come together, we got to team up. We got to hook up to the source, which is our Father, which is in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. You know, that's the kingdom to come. Thy will going to be done here on this earth as it is in heaven. If we're not doing the will here, we're going to ask him to give us this day our daily bread, which is the word of God. When we don't pick up the Bible, how do we get his daily bread? Forgive us our debts. How do we want God to forgive us our debts when we won't forgive others? How that we can come to God and ask him for something, but when somebody come to us, we got a problem with them asking us. Because if God put it in our hands, it's to release it unto them. How does the government can hold your stuff and be wrong all the time? But we can pray about this thing. There's got to be a line drawn. You got to be able to read that word and rightly divide. How is it that nowadays you can go and they say that they're taking care of your property and they make you pay a certain price, but then they can overlook something that can take you down the road farther than you want to go, but they can overlook it. But if you do it, it's not going to be overlooked. So today, if I do it, I don't want it to be overlooked. I want y'all to see the God that lives in this universe, the one that lives inside of you, the one that's here to take care of your need, the one that said, I will supply all of your needs. He said, the job is not your source. It's not your wife. It's not your money. It's not none of it. Here's your source. If he said, I can fix it, well, you'll have holes in your bags and you'll lose. But God has a plan for our life. He on Anchor FM this morning. As I'm speaking to y'all, it's 7:32 this morning. And I want y'all to know that God loves each and every one of us because we're still here today. And because he loves us so, the enemy hates that. The enemy hates that God is in a relationship with you and you and you and you. He wants to destroy the relationship. He wants to divide the family. He wants to use money. He wants to use property. He wants to use any means that he can to come. He said the word of God tells us that the household would be divided. Mother would be against daughter, daughter against daughter, and sons and husbands and wives and children, and you got in-laws. He tell us in the end, he said, we love mom and dad. He didn't come back. He said, now if you love mom and dad and anybody more than me, you can't carry that cross. That's the word this morning. You know, Uncle FM this morning. I hope you're enjoying yourself. I hope you're coming and getting what you need this morning. See, I don't have it, but God has it. Whatever you need, God got it. Jesus is the answer this morning.
Ask God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out and I'm going to testify that we're going to have a little church up in there.
It is
7:25.
I'm here in the big state of North Kakalaki, as they would say, coming to you with another episode here at the table. Your host, Lady T. Come on, you all, wake up, wake up. Let's get up, let's get up this morning. I want y'all to go with me this morning as we go into worship and prayer. This morning, I might play a little music for us later on for us to worship. But I come to you this morning to lift up the name of Jesus. His name is above all names. And how many of you know when you say the name of Jesus? Just say the name of Jesus. Say the name. Just say the name this morning. Just worship him a little bit this morning. You know, it's time for us to know what time it is. What time is it? It's time for us to know that we are living in these last and evil days. And we know that God has been merciful and he's been gracious to us all that's still living. And we're able to get up this morning and dress ourselves and have our right minds. And nobody but the Lord has brought us through this morning. We slept in slumber all night long. And guess who watched over us while we slept? Not only God, but the devil been watching too. How many of you know this morning that we have angels all of surrounding us, encamped round about us this morning?
You know this morning
he tells us that our hearts not be troubled.
God's
this morning.
Got a blessing.
How many of you troubled? How many of your hearts are troubled this morning? How many of you see when you turn on the news what's going on? You get all these bad reports and all these things that's going on. But I come to give you some good. I come to encourage your hearts this morning. I come to give you some news. And I realize today we are just disobedient. You know, what time is it? It's the time of the end that we're living in. You know, people think that we're talking about the whole world could be my world. I'm talking about leaving. I have a world. You live in a world. You know, it says, you know, some people said, I'd rather live in his world than to live in what Gladys Knight says there.
My husband just has a,
in
mind
and his and hers alone. But God has called us out of darkness into the marvelous light this morning. And here on Anchor FM this morning, I'm your host. Once again, I'm doing another episode. This is episode 41. I'm still in my first season, but seasons are changing every day.
God's got
I tell you what, we're getting some new podcast listeners and different ones are coming in and doing their thing, and it's been great to sit back and listen to some of them, but it's not making any sense to me when they're talking about a twilight. When they're talking about a twilight, when we need prayer, when people are falling by the wayside, people are being murdered in their own homes. The enemy is coming rapidly, you know, running and chasing people. People are running for their lives. And see, like nobody can help them. I sung a song one day and I said, I had a few problems. I tried to take it to the church. No one could help me. So I turned it over to Jesus. I turned it over to Jesus so he could help me. You know, I know they talk about a young lady that life was taken right there at the drop of a hat after her pleading for her life. And she was running to different ones for help, to help her. No one heard her cry. But I cried unto the Lord and he heard my cry, you all. I'm telling you about the goodness of Jesus. I'm telling you how good he is. I remember being in my bed of sins and laying and living in sin with a man. And I remember hearing the voice of the Lord telling me to get up. I tried to hide. I tried to cover my head. I tried to cover myself because I knew I was in a place of sin. And I knew it wasn't that great anymore. I knew that feeling. It was something urging me and leading me and taking me out of that place that I was in because of the love that they have for me. Isn't it something to know how much God loves us? He loves us much more than we could ever love ourselves or anyone. That he loved himself so much that he gave his only begotten son. And his son went to the cross and then he dropped his head and he hung his arms out wide. That's love. He did it for you. He did it for I. He did it for our being. He brought us. He paid a price for us. We've been brought with a price. But how soon do we forget? We walk away from the things of God, but we only entertain the things of the enemy. The enemy is an enemy to God. And God said, whoever is a friend of this world is an enemy to God. That's what the word of God tells me. Read your Bible today.
Here on Uncle F, I'm your host, Lady T, coming with you with some real good stuff. Some truth. We're living in the time now where when you go on the highway, we got to fight to get back home. We can't even go out of our homes now without running some kind of confusion or some kind of chaos or something going on or some kind of disturbance. We got to learn how to come together. And when we leave, when we come together, we got to team up. We got to hook up to the source, which is our Father, which is in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. You know, that's the kingdom to come. Thy will going to be done here on this earth as it is in heaven. If we're not doing the will here, we're going to ask him to give us this day our daily bread, which is the word of God. When we don't pick up the Bible, how do we get his daily bread? Forgive us our debts. How do we want God to forgive us our debts when we won't forgive others? How that we can come to God and ask him for something, but when somebody come to us, we got a problem with them asking us. Because if God put it in our hands, it's to release it unto them. How is the government can hold your stuff and be wrong all the time? But we can pray about this thing. There's got to be a line drawn. You got to be able to read that word and write in the divine. How is it that nowadays you can go and they say that they're taking care of your property and they make you pay a certain price, but then they can overlook something that can take you down the road farther than you want to go, but they can overlook it. But if you do it, it's not going to be overlooked. So today, if I do it, I don't want to be overlooked. I want y'all to see the God that lives in this universe, the one that lives inside of you, the one that's here to take care of your need, the one that said, I will supply all of your needs. He said, the job is not your source. It's not your wife. It's not your money. It's not none of it. Here's your source. If he said, I can fix it, well, you'll have holes in your bags and you'll lose. God has a plan for our life. He don't anchor FN this morning. As I'm speaking to y'all, it's 7:32 this morning. And I want y'all to know that God loves each and every one of us because we're still here today. And because he loves us so, the enemy hates that. The enemy hates that God is in a relationship with you and you and you and you. He wants to destroy the relationship. He wants to divide the family. He wants to use money. He wants to use property. He wants to use any means that he can to come. He said the word of God tells us that the household would be divided. Mother would be against daughter. Daughter against daughter and sons and husbands and wives and children and you got in-laws. He tell us in the end. He said, we love mom and dad. He didn't come back. He said, now if you love mom and dad and anybody more than me, you can't carry the cross. That's the word this morning. You know, Uncle FM this morning. I hope you're enjoying yourself. I hope you're coming and getting what you need this morning. See, I don't have it, but God has it. Whatever you need, God got it. Jesus is the answer this morning.
Ask God tonight to let the devil
Good morning, my podcast listeners. I'm coming at you this morning with another episode. I'm into a new season, finally. So this morning, I want to let you know that I'm your host here, Lady T, on Anchor FM. I want to say good morning. I hope that as you hear this podcast, that you will be refreshing this morning, that you will have a total uplift this morning, that you will have a different opinion at life today after hearing this podcast. I come this morning because I really want to talk to you all about life in general. I'm not a motivated speaker, as I would say. I am one here. I am a messenger. I am here to encourage your voice. So much is going on in the world.
so many are straying away from the things of God. Like I said, I want y'all to come and hang out with me today here on Anchor FM. I'm your host, Lady T, and I'm bringing you a special message this morning, fresh from the press. God wants us to enjoy our life. God wants us to get to know Him. You know, it's so many things that we could do to and take time to read. If we would just really take time to seek the Lord. I mean, you know what you mean, seek the Lord, Lady T. When I say seek the Lord, I'm seeking the Lord for direction, for the way He would have me to be or go. Some things I try to do on my own. You know, sometimes I don't really just go to God as I should. I find myself a lot of times, you know, before I know it, out of the will of God. And what you mean out of the will of God? Well, you can have a detour. You can be on the straight and narrow road. You can have a detour. Sometimes you make a detour because there's something up ahead that's harmful, or they fixing something, but you did something then fix it. And before you know it, you get caught up in anger, selfishness. You have this part of God, you know, you have a part of God. That means you're a good person. You love everybody. You don't tell people no. If you tell them no, it's in a way that you take, you know, that you're not hurting them or offending them. You know, everybody wants to do a tiptoe through to them. But here on Anchor FM this morning, love you that late, early in the morning, let us say. So, try to, that person that has the heart of God, they always happy. So, look, give you shut up with that. Okay. Now, here you are, being that person, and you run across some very, you know, enticing things. People talking to you. Oh, get this. Oh, do that. Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? You know how to do it. So you try to speak to your podcast. So you try to accommodate everybody. But you haven't sought the Lord. And then when it comes back, before you know it, these people can harden your heart. Can have you to harden your heart. Because you get caught up in what they say it, what they say they're going to do, and they don't keep their word. See, God is not a man like that, if he should lie. God's word is truth. God's word is truth. God keeps his word. If he tells you something, and according to his will, he's going to do it. He said, I will. The word will sticks out of me. I will supply all of your needs according to his riches and his glory. So God's will being done. He said his will. His will put us in the right place, the right position, at the right time. God's will put you at the right time. God's will to learn of him, to love him. And you start doing things against all odds. You do the opposite. You allow your heart to come with you. To death, baby. That's one of Satan's biggest things. You know, like say, you know how sweet something can be versus how bitter something can be. The other day, something came and some of us so bitter. And once you get all the bitter out of the way, it's sweet. So this morning, I want y'all to stay focused. I want y'all to hear this morning what the Lord is saying. See, so many people got a plan to do something. The problem is they plan for you to do something, but they do nothing. And that's where you become once again bitter. The story of Mary and Martha. The sisters was in disagreement because one chose to sit down at the feet of Jesus and hear the good thing. When the other one was in the kitchen complaining and grumbling and saying, look at her, she's not doing anything. I'm going on with her. She's sitting down there. But he said, hasn't she chosen the best thing? The best part. She wanted the fellowship with you. She didn't care about the complaining. She didn't care about the cooking. She just wanted to be in the presence of the Lord. How many of y'all today just want to be in the presence of the Lord? How many just don't care about nothing else? Just want to be sitting there just praising God. I don't care about that. I don't care about this. I don't care about that. I don't care about this. All I want to do is get my quiet place, my quiet time with God. Some people say I need to go to an hour and see what there's people there. There's snakes, there's wolves, there's monkeys, there's tigers, oh my. All those things are there. Bears. But if I get in the room, if I get in my closet with Jesus, and if I just get along with my, I ain't got to look at nobody, I ain't got to hear nobody's voice, I ain't got to hear nobody to Jesus. He said, when you go into the closet, shut the door. He said, he'll reward you. I should think he meant to go into a physical closet. But he was saying, just get in that place. Just find somewhere to be in his presence. Just find somewhere to connect with God. Just find somewhere to hook up. Get connected. Stay connected. I shall also remember to pray for your enemies today. Yes, I see. You know, Anchor FM, feel your whole place here to take. Pray for your enemies. They need prayer too. They say, big girls need love too. All these phrases that people come out with. God needs us to love him. All this is the truth. Everybody needs love. What the world needs is love, sweet love. What the drug dealer needs is love, sweet love. What the crackhead needs is love, sweet love. Everybody, when you go back and hear what was going on in their life, they didn't have the love that they needed to see. So they gave themselves away. When man said unto the Lord, his son, I give myself away so you can use me. One woman cried out and said, I sold my body. And I was you. The songwriter said, I give myself so that he can use it. What do we do when you used all up? When you feel like you give up, you feel like you want to give up, you be like, I just want to give up my life. When you can do no more, give your life to Jesus. If you're not saved today, if you're not, they're not, people try not to hear of that today. Yes, we're still talking about salvation. It's free. It don't cost you nothing. It don't cost you something to give it all. It costs to give it all up for free. That you can have eternal life. That you can live forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Not here on this earth. Jesus said, I go away to prepare you a place to see. You know, Anchor FM. He said, I go. I go to prepare a place. I go to prepare a place. He said, where I go, you can come also. A mansion. A mansion. A mansion. The streets paved with gold. You're going to be chained in a twinkling of an eye. I still ask the question today, will you be ready when Jesus comes? Will we take that time to spend with God? Will we take that time to get to know him? They tell me they're going to be worshiping praise there. They tell me they're going to be all day. People going to be sitting around and worshiping and saying, Lamb of Lamb. And, oh, we magnify you. We glorify you. And none of your so-called, none of your say, we thank you this morning, Father God. We thank you, Father God. Let us consider this moment today. Let us consider this time. What time is it? Do you know what time it is? Do you know we're living in the last of the day? Do you know this? Do you know that Jesus has a plan for our life? Do you know he already went away and prepared a place? Do you know there's going to be a heaven that's set aside for the righteous? Do you know there's going to be a hell set aside for the unrighteous? Do you know there's going to be a hell and there's going to be a place for those that disobey God? Those that say, God, I don't need you anymore. I got my riches. I got everything I need. I got my cow. I got my corral. I got my two deck. I got my camper. I got it all. Lord, I don't need you anymore. I'm gonna move on and do something big. Bigger than you, God. The food has said in this heart, there is no God. How can you allow God to bless you and take you higher and higher and higher? You think the material things is taking you higher or making you to be who you are? When you don't know how to treat people, when you don't know how to love, when you still don't know how to sow in the people that's hurting and how to tell them and encourage their heart, do you really think God is coming looking for you with all that you got? Because you got it through him and not knowing that he can take it. The Lord give it. The word of God said, the Lord take it. It is he that gives us the power to create the wealth. That's the word of God. And if my husband could find those scriptures for me this morning, that would be great. It is he that gives you the power. Create the wealth. The word create stands out in my mind this morning here on Anchor FM. I'm your host, Lady T at the Table. I mean, you come to bring a prosperity message. I came to bring you an encouragement message to let you know that there is a God that loves you. So he sits high and he don't sleep. He don't even sleep all night. He don't even sleep. He watches over us. He watches over his word to perform. When he gives us his word, he gave us his best. He gave us his son that never knew sin. But yet instead he went to the cross to die for a wretched soul like you and I. And we was called sinners. Now we're sinners saved by grace. Sinners are still wanted. Sinners are still, they still have a place. There's still room at the cross for sinners. There's still time. As long as you got the blood that's warm and running warm in your body, you still got the time. You still got the opportunity to make it in to the pearly white gates. It's not a joke. It's real, baby. It's real. Jesus is real. See, I remember when I was little, I couldn't see him. And I always wished to see him. I want to see Jesus. And I began to get to know him. The more I got to know him, the more he became real to me. He became no longer an invisible man. Now I can see him. I have spiritual eyes to see him. I once was blind, but now I see. And I talked about just amazing grace, the amazing grace that has me here this morning. It's amazing grace. How sweet the sound. He saved a wretch like me. He saved me from the road of destruction. I was on my way to hell. I made a U-ing. I met to the Lord. Then I found myself going back, being entangled again, having to be set free again, going back. Being set free, going back, coming back, being set free. See, one day, it won't keep happening. God's mercy will run out. God's goodness and mercy has been keeping me. It's keeping me. And the truth is what's holding me. The truth is what I bind under. The truth is what's setting me free, knowing the truth. See, when you get in the jam and you get something, and the more knowledge you have of how to make that cake, it gets better. When you have more knowledge, Now, therefore, you are no more strange in the form of fellowship with the saints, the household of God, the household of God. Keep me, O Lord, that I may continue to be in your hand, doing the things of the Lord in Jesus' name. Look to God today. We want to do things in his will. We want to do things because he left us in his will. I'm in his will. You are in his will this morning. I hope that y'all are hearing what the Spirit is saying. I'm talking about the will of God. I'm talking about change. I'm talking about knowing the truth. The truth is the will of God. That we know the truth. The truth is what sets us free. The truth is what takes us to the next level in this walk with Christ. We get closer to Jesus, not by materialistic things. Things that we have do not make us who we are. We are to make those things. And when we can help someone, when we can do something for someone, yes, we are to help them. We are all in a situation. And you know, sometimes we have heard people and they won't listen. And we have talked to people and we have tried to give them the wisdom and the knowledge to Jesus Christ that they will obey it and they will stand fast in it. And like I said, some people come to you for what you can do for them. Come to you for what you can do for them. They come to you for what you can do for them. Some people know who you are. The devil knows who you are. So I want y'all to know this morning who Jesus is. If people, a man and women, don't never know who you are, my sister and my brother, him, I can help him. I'm your host here, Lady T. As long as Jesus knows who you are. As long as your name is written on the Lamb of God. If I had a topic for this morning, it would be the will of God. Are we in the will of God? God left the will. We've been adopted. We've been adopted to the family of God. Now, we've been adopted. Now, I know there's children sometimes they get thrown out the will of God because they're disobedient. Are you one of those children? Are you in the will of God? Are you one of those children? Or have you been outcast? You become an outcast. See, that's what happens in a natural family. See, Jesus won't do you like that. He won't do you like that. He come and try to prepare you. He come. He wants to use you. He wants to put you back together again when you've been broken. Yes, he does. I want to thank you all this morning as you came into my podcast. Thank you all for hearing Anchor FM. Continue to listen in. And I consider you a passing through. Remember me in prayer. And keep me in prayer. Remember to pray for your enemy this morning. Pray for that enemy. Because something has to change. God can make a difference in their life. You can make a difference in knowing God. They will want to get to know the God that you know. Even Ruth dealt with Naomi. And she said, I want to know your God. I want to know your God. So maybe they'll want to know your God. They'll want to know our God. Our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It was just our daily bread. Forgive our debts, forgive our debts. It's not a temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Stay out there. If I just do this, not temptation, deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. For thy will be done. Thy will be done on earth. That right there says it all. God's will. My life. So, hey, I'm going to get back with you guys later. I'm late to your host here on Anchor FM. I'm Jordan. Welcome, co-host. So looking forward to getting with you later on. It is now 6:08. I have enjoyed the moment here this morning. So come on back. Let's hear what the Holy Spirit is saying. Well, good morning, my podcast listeners. I'm back with another episode this morning here, Lady T. Here, your host,
at the table. I want to come in this morning. I just thank God for allowing me to be here. It's 6:26. I got up early and I did a podcast earlier. I noticed that it had a lot of in and out, so I had to re-record, and it was like, okay. But what I've been talking about and what I want to talk about this morning is God's will. So if you all would like to join me here at the table, feel free to. I do send out invitations to invite my friends to come hang out here at the table with Lady T, your host. And I'm also looking for co-hosts. But nevertheless, as we come in this morning, I do want to say to you all to have a blessed day. I want to speak life over each and every individual as you're coming into my podcast this morning. God is so good. I was talking about the will of God. What is God's will this morning for our life? God's will is that we love Him with all our heart, mind, body, and soul. His will, you know, we was adopted into His family. How many of us know that we have become new creatures and old things has passed away? We become that new man or woman in Christ. We put away that. How many know that when we was young, we did foolish things, but when we became older, we thought and we did things as a child. But now that we put away those childish things, we are now walking in our newness. We are new creatures. Amen. To God be the glory. He adopted us. How many of you know when mom and dad forsaken you, the Lord said He'll never leave forsaken. How many know He promised us that He'd be with us to the end? How about that? You know, He said if we make our bed in hell, He'd be there. Had some pretty good nuggets this morning here at the table. Yes, I had a few nuggets thrown at me this morning. It was talking about the will of God. Yes, and I was like, well, God, You are on time, God. Yes, we're talking about the will of God. Being adopted into His family and now doing, we are now in the process of His will being done here on earth as it is in heaven. Our Father, yes, the will of God. And the will of God is to us to be peacemakers. He said, if it be possible at all, live at peace with some men or all men. He said, all men. He said, if be it possible, live at peace. We want to speak on peace today. We want to speak on love. Want to speak on prosperity. Most of all, I want to speak on the will of God, that we bear the fruits of the Spirit. Some people don't know what the fruits of the Spirit is. Love and it's joy and it's righteousness. It's, you know, those spirits and that we have to have and that we need to, you know, take on that form of that we can be productive. We're not talking about apples and oranges and grapes and all those kind of fruits, but we're talking about the fruits of the Spirit. Yes, and there's five of the fruits of the Spirit that we are to that we're to be productive, and that's what God is talking about. There's a religious side and there's a spiritual side. Today we want to talk about being in the will of God. The will of God is a spiritual matter. You know, He says all sinners. He's calling all sinners to repent. And being a sinner, we were saved by nothing more than His grace and His mercy. So I want to thank God for that. How many of you are thankful today that God gave His only begotten Son and He saved us through being righteous. And now we're able to follow Him. And, you know, we don't have to rub no little belly, nobody's belly. We don't have to go to the priest and have to go in there and stay and wait for the priest to pray for us and all that kind of stuff. Now we can take it, though, that yes, so we go directly to the throne of grace and we can go there boldly and pray and ask and obtain mercy from God. So we have now a responsibility of our own to do the things that in God's will. And in His will, God gives us a certain, standards. He has rules. How many know in your house you have rules? You know, if you don't have rules, if you have rules and people don't follow them, then you be enforced to, you have to enforce the law there. And that's what the Word of God does for us. It cleans us up. You know, we have, we wasn't saved all of our life. And once we come got into the church and, you know, that didn't save us. it was going, it was being known to Christ. We to know Christ. We know we might have went and mama made us go, and dad might have made us go there every Sunday. But until we made up in our own mind that we were gonna serve the Lord, you know, even the preacher's children, the preacher, you know, had rules at home that the children had to be a certain way and do a certain way. And how many know a lot of them children became more rebellious than any children. And they was the preacher's children. And the Bible tells us about a preacher first must be able to rule his own house and his family. And, you know, he had to have one wife. And, you know, it's, you got, in other words, in order for you to I want to use the word and the position that you are able to hold with this stipulations. And this is what God is looking for. When he told his 12 disciples, he told them to go out and find me men with good reports. He didn't tell them to go find people, you know, with bad reports. He said with good reports. He knew that they would do well. You know, you go find people that you know they speak, people speak well of. You know, you're going to get the job done, you know, no matter, you know, no matter what. You know, they're going to do the job. But if they speak bad of that person, you know, they're not going to do the job that you are looking to be done. So God has a plan for our life. He's looking for people that's willing. He's looking for willing workers. He's not looking for people that's gonna be fussing and fighting and complaining because you ask them to pray, because you know, caught them off guard. He said, be ready. He said, give a man an answer. Be ready when a man asks you anything. It's the problem with me is I'm not gonna sit up and fuss with a man about anything, because the word of God explains itself. And if you don't know, understand it, you go to the Holy Ghost and you seek the Holy Ghost for instruction and direction to get the word of God. You got to get it for yourself. This is one time the media can't give it to you. This is one time where your mom and daddy, they can talk about and speak up, but they can't give it to you. They can't give you the Holy Ghost. That's one time they can't buy. You can't buy the Holy Ghost. You can't buy your way. You can't get your way in. You know, you can't be a, it can't be a buddy system. You got to get it for yourself. You got to put some work in, because payday is coming after a while. A lot of people seem to forget that we're living in such a time now where we are. And I thank y'all for joining me here once again at here, your host, Lady T on Anchor FM. Thank y'all for y'all listening ears. You that have an ear coming here with the Spirit of the Lord is saying today here at the table. And I am your host, Lady T. Yes, God is so good, and he is looking for sinners. He's still looking for sinners. Sinners are still wanted. There's still room at the cross for sinners. There's still room at the cross for backsliders. There's still room at the cross. You know, God has given us a will, a free will. You know, he's not going to make us do anything. This way we have to be responsible for ourselves. But God said there is no excuse to our wretched man. You know, we put things before God. God give us time, and he healed us from all diseases, and he heals us from our sickness and different things. And we want to give time, you know, reverence back to God. We want to reverence that time, you know, that we lost with been, you know, being in that situation. But God can restore the days that even the crank of worms has eaten up. Amen. God is a good God, and he's still looking for sinners. If you are out there and you want to give up your life, and you said, I'm tired of this life, I'm tired of having to change my hair every different day so I can look this way and feel this way. If I change my hair blue, I look like this, I feel like this. If I change my hair to black, I feel this way, I do this. But Lord, if we just get in a place with God, we feel good, we feel joy, we feel the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. That little wheel on the inside get to turning. Yes, this morning here on Anchor FM, come on and sit at the table with me here, your host, Lady T on Anchor FM. Yes, bringing you something fresh from off the press this morning. The bread of life. Couldn't break bread with you this morning. Let you know there is still hope. Let you be encouraged this morning. Encourage your hearts this morning. God has a plan for your life. God's will be done. God's will to be done on earth as in heaven. God's will for your life. Yes, God has a plan. Yes, and we want to stay in God's. We want to pray for one for another. We want to love our enemies today. Yeah, I said it. Love even your enemies today. They need love too. I talked about, they always come with the quote, big girls need love too. So everybody needs love. What the world needs now is love. We all need to get on one accord. You know, we need to not fret because of evildoers, because the word of God tells me they're going to soon be cut off. That's the word. And we find that word in Proverbs, the book of Proverbs. We also a good book to read. Y'all not doing anything and y'all want to just, you know, get caught up today in the word of God. Read the book of Proverbs. Just take time to read it. What it's saying, just the mother is speaking to the son, and he tells her to follow instruction. God gives you a model to go after and to look for. You know, who can I trust? Who can your mom? You know, it says your mother's gonna tell you the truth. She's gonna tell you out with wisdom. And the word of God has a lot of wisdom in it. It's telling you the truth. If you want to look for the truth and find the truth, it's in the word of God. And we can't kick against it. We can't fight against it. No matter how hard you try to kick and fight against it, it's the truth. And that's what I'm so glad about today, that we know the truth. We know that the devil is a liar. We know that he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He comes to destroy our dreams and our hopes. He comes to destroy marriages, relationships, friends, people that has been friends a long time. Brothers and sisters fighting over money, fighting over things. Everything is about that thing, what they said and their word. You cannot take people at their word. You cannot take people, I repeat, you cannot always take all people at their words. You cannot always take all people at their word. People do not keep their word. And that's why I say we need to learn how to take God at his word and trust God, because we'll be heartbroken a lot of days if we listen to what everybody said. Well, my mama said, my daddy said, the banker said, the doctor said, but what did God say? What is God saying? And a lot of people we dare not use and say what God said, because we have a fear of using the name of the Lord. We have respect and reverence for his name. You know, so we know not to play with God and say God said when he didn't say it. So that's just like when mama says you can do something or you can't do nothing. And you go to dad and say, mama said I can do it and mama didn't say it. And then there's confusion. And that's where the enemy comes at, because you have to come together. And you both supposed to be in the same room when they asking the question, can I do something? So both of you can have an opinion, set your house in order, do things decent and in order, so it don't get bent out of shape. Because by the time it get back to the other one, it comes back around to say, they said I could do it. Well, daddy said no, mama said I could. And the only thing they want to hear right now is mama said. Or daddy said it. Daddy said I could. They don't want to hear the consequences behind going, the friends they might be hanging out with, what they might have to face when they get there. They don't even see none of that. They don't want to hear none of that. All they know is they're going to a party. How many know you have went somewhere and got there and you have got your heart broken? How many know you went there and it was the worst thing you could have done? You went there and somebody got in a fight and they got to fighting and you was there to see this and you didn't want to be a part of that. And you glad I ain't going back to them crazy people no more. I'm not going back around them. And this is where confusion starts. Instead of saying, wait a minute, hold up, we're going to discuss this after this. You disrespect my house, but I'm going to take care of this at another time. It's not the time and the place right now. My family's eating, we sitting down. But just as soon as all this over, let me clear the house. We're going to talk. And then everybody ought to sit down and ask what happened, why they have to take it, why they have to go there. And then we can and find out. And, you know, it's time out for not having a peace there in your own home when you have family members around. Not doing things to keep the peace. You know, some people can instigate stuff. But today here on Anchor FM, I want y'all to know that God is real. God's still looking for peace. He is peace. He's still looking for sinners. Sinners are still wanted. He's still married to the backsliders. He's still there. He said, I never leave forsaking you. He's keeping his word. He said, I'm married to the backslider. He covered the backslider. He knew the backslider was going to slide. He knew that, so he covered him. He said, if you make your bed in hell, he knew he was going to be there. Because he allows this. He's going to be the one to allow you to be there. He's the one going to allow the devil to take you there. But you can have God's heart. And God can have a change of heart. And God can turn things around. And God can bring you out. So here on AKM, I want y'all to know that you can have a life and have it more abundantly today. You have to keep living that same way. I've been adopted into a new family. I have a new daddy. I'm a new creature in Christ. Old things is passing away. Old things is passing away. Old things is passing away. That old person that old spirit, that old evil person, that old mean, hateful person, that person is going away. It's dying daily. Every day is spiritually dying. It's dying and awakening to righteousness and awakened to righteousness today. So I want y'all to know here on Anchor FM that God has a way out that's mighty sweet. God has a plan for our life. God has a will for you. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day, Lord, our daily bread. Forgive our debts. We forgive our debtors. It is not a temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Lord, you said, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Deliver us from evil today, God. From the evil things of this world. And for us getting caught up, Lord. For us having to deal with so many issues, God, where we should be praying about everything. You said, pray without ceasing, Lord. We're living in a time where I got to pray from here today. I got to pray from my car to just get in the car these days. Prayer is a necessity. And we can't leave home without Christ. And where we go need to, yes, so carry Christ with us. Take him with us. He said you can become a follower of him today. I encourage you to follow Christ today. And everybody and everything that you follow, make sure you're following Christ. For Jesus is the way. All right, y'all, I'll be back with another episode throughout the day, throughout the week. And just continue to listen. And he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. So have a blessed morning. Good morning, my podcast listener. I'm back this morning, your host, Sister Lady T. I'm back to bring you another episode here at the table. I'm in my second season, and episode number 12. I'm going to say 12. So I lost count, but I'm pretty sure it's 12. But anyway, I hope y'all are having a great morning. I want y'all to come hang out with me this morning. Got a little music for you. I'm going to play something, and I always say that. It's almost, we're at the top of the hour, 7 o'clock. Thank y'all for coming and hanging out this morning here in the house with Lady T here at the table. Yes, at the table. I'm going to be, do a little upgrading. You ladies, I've been thinking about this season, what's getting ready to happen. You know, we're in a thankful season of Thanksgiving. Thank God for, you know, us just coming to being able to come together. I'm inviting you all here at the table. I will be doing a special episode on Thanksgiving about here at the table. Families will be coming together. If the Lord's will, if we, you know, get through this, you know, we all have got a schedule already planned. But let's just trust God throughout the rest of this year that he will take us through our ups and our downs and let him plan our life. He has a plan for our life, okay, my podcast listeners. And like I say, I really thank you all for coming and hanging out with me, for coming and listening. Thank y'all for the likes and everything. And it's just a blessing. Now that I started it, I thank God, and I'm trying to encourage others to get started as well. Well, you know, I just said I would just come in this morning and talk to you briefly about the holidays, getting overwhelmed, trying to do everything, your spending. If much as possible, this year, set your own tradition. Set your own platform this year. Instead of doing what everybody wants you to do, or going out and getting all these gifts that people sometimes don't appreciate or don't like. Most of all, we in the Thanksgiving season. So let's just be thankful and grateful. And in this season, let's just be thankful. Let's just not worry about the turkey and the stuffing and all this kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because the enemy has set a trap for years. And what he does, he brings about division. During this time of the year, a lot of people are by themselves. You know, they lost loved ones. and different things have happened. They don't maybe had a divorce. They might have their child. They might haven't seen their child in years. I'm just giving you some things that could be going on in their life throughout this season, where somebody might need that hug. They might need you to send them a card. They just might need you to come and check on them and just cry with them. You know, they might need you to just listen. We don't always have to be giving them advice. We don't always have to be giving them monetary things. Sometimes our presence means more than anything, just to show up. An encouraging word, you know. We are at a time where people really do need the Lord. They don't think they do until something happens. And that's the sad part. It takes God to have to knock you off your horse, slap you and awaken you till you can see what's really going on. The enemy has, the God of this world has blinded so many people. This world, I'm talking about this world. That's why the word of God tells us, love not the things of the world. Well, usually I come in and I come in with a prayer. I do come in and I open up with a prayer. We always want to give God the glory. We always want to let everybody know here on Anchor FM, I'm your host, and I am giving God all the glory this morning, because without him, this wouldn't even be possible. So I just want to thank all y'all for coming in this morning. I want y'all to sort of prepare your hearts and your minds this season. Get ready. You know, get ready for what God has, you know, for you in this season. Don't get so focused on materialistic things, but get focused on forgiveness. You know, we're gonna need that. We're gonna need that to get to heaven. We're gonna need a past. And the past is for us to be having a forgiving spirit. We gotta have a forgiving ticket. You know, we gotta get our tickets. We gotta get you know, like you get so many passes when you playing a lot of these games and stuff. You know, they give you extra bonuses, they do all this stuff. Well, you know, Jesus is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So we need to seek him. And today I want y'all to read your Bible. I want you to go into Psalms 89. I want y'all to read Psalms 89 today. I'm putting the scripture out here because I know that the scripture is to bless you all. Psalms 89. And I'm going to get up, and I wanted to share Psalms 89 with you. I'm not going to be with y'all long, because I'm going to get up and I'm going to fix some breakfast this morning, and I'm going to take it to the Lord in prayer. But Psalms 89, and it reads like this. I want everybody, if you would, just maybe if you got your Bible beside you or whatever, I want you to go to Psalms 89, and I want to read a little bit this, and I just wanted to share this with y'all to open up your mornings this morning. Open up the windows of your heaven. Just let the sun shine in. You know how you have to get up sometime in trouble in your way? Well, this morning, I want y'all to know that we will sing. It says, Psalms 89, it says, I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth, I will make your faithfulness known through all generations. I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you establish your faithfulness in heaven itself. You said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. How thoughtful of God. And he's not just God to me. He is my heavenly Father. How thoughtful of my heavenly Father. I made a covenant with my chosen when I've sworn to David, my servant, I will establish your line forever and make your throne firm through all generations. Selah. Selah. The heavens praise your wonders, O Lord. Your faithfulness too in the assemblies of the Holy One. For who on the skies above can compare with the Lord? Who can compare with the Lord? Who is like the Lord among the heavenly beings? In the counsel of the Holy One, God is greatly feared. He is more awesome than all who surround him. O Lord God Almighty, who is like you? You are mighty, O Lord, and your faithfulness surrounds you. I'm now going to the ninth verse, Psalms 89. I read from Psalms 89. I'm going to the ninth verse. You rule over the surging sea. When it waves mount something, you steal them. Now even he can steal those raging seas. As they moving and going and waving and going on and stuff, God can put them into motion. He can stop them. He can make them still and settle down. You crush Rahab like one of the slain. With your strong arm, you scattered your enemies. The heavens are yours, and yours also for earth. You found the world and all that is in it. All. He founded us. He found this world and all that was in it. You created the north and the south. Tabor and Hermon sing for joy at your name. Your arm is endured with power. He has power. He is strong. Your hand is strong. Your right hand exalted, lifted up, exalted. Let us exalt him today. Let's just take a minute to exalt him through the scriptures. For the scriptures has said, I will sing unto the Lord great love forever. With my mouth, I will make your faithfulness known through all generations. All told, yes, say, call all generations. That's just a right there. Just praise him. Just begin to lift your hands. Just begin to glorify. Just tell him thank you. We just worship you right now, Father God. We just thank you for who you are, for your faithfulness, Lord. We thank you for your heavens. Praise you, wonders, O Lord. We thank you. Who is like the Lord among the heavens being, O Lord God Almighty, who is like you? Oh, hallelujah. His arm is endured with power. Your hand is strong and your right hand exalted. Hallelujah. Faithfulness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Can y'all just imagine how justified that we can be in him and how righteous that he have made us to become in him? And the foundation of the throne is righteousness. And then that takes us to love and faithfulness go before you. Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, O Lord. They rejoice in your name all day long, not just some of the day, but all the days long. He's worthy, y'all, to be praised. They rejoice in your name all day. They exult in your righteousness, for you are their glory and strength, and by your favor you exalt our horns. Indeed, our shield belongs to you, O Lord. Our king is to the Holy One of Israel. Once you spoke in a vision to your faithful people, you said, I bestow strength on warriors. I've exalted a young man from among the people. Hallelujah. God, you are our rock. You are our salvation. Hallelujah to your name. God was speaking of David, talking about David. And he was giving us an example of how he was going to put upon this man, how he was going to use him, how he exalted David from among the people. He said, I found David, my servant. With my sacrifice, oil, I have anointed him. My hand will sustain him. Surely my arm will strengthen him. Put your name there where David is. I found my servant. He found his servant. You can be that servant he found. The Lord will sustain him. Surely my arm will strengthen him. No enemy will subject him to triumph. No wicked man will oppress him. I will crush his foes before him and strike down his adversity. My faithful love will be with him, and through my name his horn will be exalted. I will set his hand over the sea, his right hand over the rivers. He will call out to me, you are my father. That's what I just said. No longer will I call him God, but I will call him my father. My father. Our Father, which are in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, Lord, our daily bread. Forgive us our debts. We forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory. Somebody, God, get ready to bless you to pay off a debt that you have been owing. God is going to let you pay that debt off soon. God is going to do it for you. God is going to use the situation to bless you. Ooh, what the enemy mean for your bad, God's going to turn around and work out for your good. And I'm telling you, God's going to do some things. He's going to be exalted. And we're going to be able to tell of his goodness, not just because of what he's doing and financially, but he wants us to be prosperous. He said, beloved, I wish you above all things that you will prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. That's the word of God. Some of y'all, God's getting ready to prosper you. He's getting ready to promote you. God's getting ready to take you to the next level in your life. You've been through some things. When the devil is messing, here comes a blessing. And I just want y'all to know to just get ready. Just get ready. Just get ready. God is ready to do what he would do in your life if you just give him that chance. God is going to do it for you. You don't have to worry. You don't have to fret. Because God is not a man that he should lie today. I want y'all to take your time and go back to the book of Psalms 89. Just want to thank God for the obedience of reading that. And I heard it in my spirit. And I just want God to just have his way this morning. I'm gonna play some music this morning for you all this morning. Maybe a song as I'm closing out, and maybe as you're listening to it, maybe as you're thinking. God has great plans for our life. And he has found this world and all that is in it. He created the north and the south. Remember who God is. Take time to just focus on who we're talking about and how he brought about, you know, the things that he do. So I want y'all to know that God loves you this morning. God wants to do great and mighty things for you. So God wants to do. Y'all for joining me here today, your host, Lady T, Sister Lady T, that is. Be worth it for him to love me like he do. Anyway, you are now listening to a little virtue, and you are here with me today, you know, Lady T here on Anchor FM. You all have a blessed day, and I will be coming back with another episode, so just stick around, get your word out, and let's go forward. Have a blessed day. Thank you.